Good morning, Hopkins. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State. It's my privilege to be here to make some comments on your festival participation. The band looks good. So good to see so many students involved in the band program. I enjoyed hearing your orchestra yesterday. Yeah, I need a little bit more of the, the bells, a bit more of the downbeat. Okay, I put a diminuendo on each of those and end them on one. Right now, they're pretty loud. I've got some pitch problems in the flutes. Nice job on the horns. Right now, flutes, you're a little bit higher than I'm hearing the saxes and the horns. Yeah, nice job, trumpets. Start a little bit softer. Sort of, we have one line coming down that's tapering down, and then you should be coming in out of that. Okay, make sure you all arrive together. Alto sax is a little bit behind the clarinets. Clarinet, some very nice tone quality. Yeah, very nice job here balancing out. I need a little more crescendo. Going to 34. Yeah, I would play this just a little bit marcato, just to come out over a more thickly orchestrated chord behind this. Just a little separation. Da, de, da, da, da. You know, I this is not your fault. I would hold the chord a little bit longer. De, da, da, de, da, de, da, da. I think it just makes it a little bit too brittle when the staccato is also short. That's just something to consider. Die away, taper, a little diminuendo. So we just want you to sort of melt into the next line. Good. Watch your conductor here. Electric socket eyes all plugged into him. Breath. So release right on the downbeat. A little more of the triangle. Yeah, probably because you're back so far, you're going to need to really hold it up almost over your head so that it comes out over the band. I think throughout here I can use just a little bit more percussion. Earlier sections. Yeah, on this three-note motif, the dotted quarter, eighth quarter, just a little crescendo on that. Dee-dee-dum. It's like you're saying goodbye. Say it three or four times as you get to the end. And then you play it in the quarter notes one more time, but it's just an augmentation. Okay, I need a little bit more bells. Yeah, I think because the size of the band, we can use just a little bit more of the coloration in the percussion, since there's only one of you on each of the instruments versus many people on each of the parts. It's nice to have a big band, but it means that probably the percussion might need to come up just a little bit more than it normally would, especially in a different hall, and you're in the very back. A lot of the stuff that you're playing goes almost into the back of the band, and Doesn't quite make it out here to the audio. Okay, the Brian Balmage next. Yeah, I taper the half note just a little bit. Put a little tenuto on the measure 1, 2, 3, 4 on the first of the eighth notes. Dee-dum. We'll give a little bit different shape to it. And you won't rush the eighth notes. I need a little bit more of the crash cymbals. Again, I think percussion, you can come up still a little bit more. The bells we're not hearing. Maybe a little sharper mallet on those might help it come through a little bit more. Nice job, low brass. So when you go into the figures, low brass where it's accented, if you can give me a little bit more separation on those bum, 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 you can get things to project if they're louder, longer, or shorter than things around in them. In this case, I would go with shorter. Yeah, very nice phrase ending, woodwinds. Gentle de-a-da-da. I would make that almost piano. It's just a little bit of rhythm. Then big diminuendo on the half dotted half. So think of it as a two measure phrase: eighth notes coming up, and the dotted half coming down. Okay, you know what? To me, when I have what we call duplets, which are slurs of two, don't clip the second note. I'm getting D, 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 where the line is really D, 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 D. So a slur followed by a slur is always long release, not a clipped release. Good. Percussion, excellent. I need you to play it at that level a little bit more for the size of the group. Okay, keep the pitch up. Now one dynamic softer. The pianissimo now. One now, like right into the stand, so it's very distant. Then we need to hear a little bit more on the final high C to go with the trumpets, between the bells and the trumpets on the end. Yeah, really nice playing. And again, at 41, if you can separate on a little bit more, bum, bum, dum, one and two. So if you play them long, it's just going to be a little bit more forcible. But we have a dynamic change here, and we have a style change as well. So some minor intonation problems. It's primarily on some of the mental figures I'm hearing, but in general, some very nice playing. Little more trumpet here. Yeah, everyone needs to diminuendo on the whole note, measure three. A little bit more, let the trumpets sail through. Again, before you take a breath, finish the note. A little bit of a taper on it. Yeah, here again, you took a, before you take a breath, put a taper on the F just a little bit in the trumpets. Also, when you have a wide interval so the top note doesn't pop out, give a little bit more weight to the lower note, D. Oh, that top note will just almost be like harmonic on a string. Yeah, beautiful sound here, flutes. Good job. Yeah, I'd hold that full value. I'd release it on one and the flutes. Okay, make this like you're asking a question. Dee da dee da da. Dee da dee da 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 da. So it's just a little bit of drawing back. It's inflection you want to go. In these kinds of emotional pieces, it always seems like you're either asking a question or you're giving an answer. The answer is more assertive. It's more straightforward. The question is always a little bit more tentative and a little bit more pulled back. So especially in all of these opening kinds of slow, thoughtful sections, don't be afraid to use a little bit of natural ebb and flow of the rhythm. So you have not only dynamics, you have style, and you have a little bit of pull on the rhythm. What's your allegro? It's straightforward. Okay, again, try not to let the top note come out quite so much. D, da, 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 de. Give more weight to the last eighth note before you go up. And when you have the octave E flats, we go, ta, ti, ah, play the low octave E flat as much as you can, then just back away a little bit. Nice release, everybody. I'd release right on the fourth beat so you can have a clean start. Start a little bit softer on the eighth notes. Again, clarinet, you got to play a little bit more. You've got the moving line. I really love the sound you're getting, a great tone. And, you know, for young people, you've got to understand tone is good tone is the most important thing you own. It's the thing that will give you more success than technique will. However, technique is also important. I need more of the descending bass line. Again, if you separate these. Yeah, we can bring out accents by tonguing harder, by using more air, by separating. I always go with separation. Then a little bit more air. Not so much with the tongue. Tongue is reserved for something like a sforzando. When you have groupings of three notes slurred, the normal phrasing is to lead into the center note. So right now, I'm getting a little bit too much kick on the... I'm getting... A little bit too much kick on the quarter note. Nice roll on tondo. On the forte piano, what you gave me is this, is an accent. A sforzando rather than forte piano, because what happened is you accented, but you never came down to piano. So I would come down to piano for two beats and then put your crescendo for two beats going up to the final cadence. Really nice job. Enjoyed your music making. I thought you did a wonderful job with your performance. Percussion, the last piece, I finally got on a percussion. So I think that's a level you might want to consider. I'm still having a hard time hearing bell, some of the mallet pieces, gong, I didn't always hear. So some of the color instruments you may need to bring up just a little bit more. I enjoyed your, I enjoyed your musical selection. Thought you had a nice program. So keep up the good work, and I want to give you as much encouragement as I can, because I hear a lot of fine playing, a lot of fine individual skills. Keep up the good work. I think you're being led by your leader here. So I think he's telling you not to fall into the pit or something. Okay, good luck and have a safe trip home.